Uzbekistan is targeting Christians. Rain complicates Haiti's emergency efforts, and a ministry is reaching out with the gospel during the Olympic Games. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Uzbekistan, where Christians there continue to face persecution. According to Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada, 28-year-old Tohar Haydarov was arrested last month on drug charges. But Musselman says there's no truth to the charges.
The Christians are saying that drugs were planted on his person and also in his apartment, and now he's facing a sentence of 10 to 20 years. So this intimidation is nothing new in Uzbekistan, and unfortunately, I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
The government in that predominantly Muslim nation requires church registration but won't certify Christian churches.
They're just kind of giving up on that in their meeting, and in some cases, refusing now to register because they realize it's just a game that the government's playing.
Musselman says it's affecting the church.
It does cause people to really have to look and say, do I really believe this? And what we can understand what's taking place in the country, it's not stopping the spread of the gospel. In fact, it is growing the gospel.
Musselman's encouraging you to pray Christians remain faithful and contact the Uzbekistan embassy and ask them to allow religious freedom. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, rain began falling over Haiti late last week. Several hours of it turned the makeshift camps for the earthquake homeless into a swampy mess. Operation Mobilization's Ray Cooper says,
I heard from the team that it was miserable. With so many people still lacking any kind of decent shelter, it's terrible.
The situation poses a tough challenge to relief efforts in the quake-shattered country. Cooper is back in Haiti today to facilitate OM's response through a network of local partnering ministries.
That connection to that orphanage through the local church partnership here, and then to a number of local churches in Haiti where we've helped pastors and those churches in the past, opened up the door for OM's involvement there.
Cooper says their focus is on infrastructure, but the overall focus is eternal.
Teams that are going down are really able to pray with people and see what doors are being opened up in their hearts for them to either come to Christ or find healing.
They need prayer and financial support. Details and links are available at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Since the earthquake, pastors and churches have been caring for the physical needs of more orphans and families than ever before. This crisis has left pastors little time to think about preaching. Faith Comes By Hearing has sent hundreds of solar-powered radio proclaimers to Haiti, each loaded with the New Testament in Creole. This has helped pastors comfort people with the gospel while still keeping physical needs a top priority. Pray for these Haitian pastors. Next, are you concerned about orphans in your city or across the globe? Well, join over 1,000 believers for the Summit 6 Orphan Advocacy Conference in Minneapolis in April. Speakers include John Piper and Al Mohler, with music from Stephen Curtis Chapman. Speaker Jed Medefine says,
really the goal is to help equip ordinary Christians who care about the cause of orphans to establish and grow orphan ministry in their church.
The Summit 6 Conference is hosted by the Christian Alliance for Orphans, affiliates of Orphan Outreach. Other groups, including Bethany Christian Services and Buckner International, will be at the conference to host seminars on orphan care locally and worldwide. To attend the April 29th and 30th conference, visit our website. In the meantime, pray.
That God would stir His church to stand up and be known as a people who care for orphans in their distress and who take in children that have no other options in the world.
And where there are people, there ought to be the gospel. Thousands have gathered from across the world for the Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver, and One Hope isn't passing up the chance to share Christ. One Hope has created a Winter Games Book of Hope to hand out to kids at the Olympics. The book is filled with facts about the games, testimonies from Olympians, and the full story of the life of Jesus. Pray that these books would transform the lives of many. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures. Tell people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.